Article 30. Participation in cultural life, recreation, leisure and sport. 1. States parties recognise the right of persons with disabilities to take part on an equal basis with others in cultural life and shall take all appropriate measures to ensure that persons with disabilities A. enjoy access to cultural materials in accessible formats. B. enjoy access to television programmes, films, theatre and other cultural activities in accessible formats. C. enjoy access to places for cultural performances or services, such as theatres, museums, cinemas, libraries and tourism services, and as far as possible, enjoy access to monuments and sites of national cultural importance. 2. States parties shall take appropriate measures to enable persons with disabilities to have the opportunity to develop and utilise their creative, artistic and intellectual potential, not only for their own benefit, but also for the enrichment of society. 3. States parties shall take all appropriate steps, in accordance with international law, to ensure that laws protecting intellectual property rights do not constitute an unreasonable or discriminatory barrier to access by persons with disabilities to cultural materials. 4. Persons with disabilities shall be entitled, on an equal basis with others, to recognition and support of their specific cultural and linguistic identity, including sign languages and deaf culture. 5. With a view to enabling persons with disabilities to participate on an equal basis with others in recreational, leisure and sporting activities, states parties shall take appropriate measures. A. to encourage and promote the participation to the fullest extent possible of persons with disabilities in mainstream sporting activities at all levels. B. to ensure that persons with disabilities have an opportunity to organise, develop and participate in disability-specific sporting and recreational activities, and, to this end, encourage the provision, on an equal basis with others, of appropriate instruction, training and resources. C. to ensure that persons with disabilities have access to sporting, recreational and tourism venues. D. to ensure that children with disabilities have equal access with other children to participation in play, recreation and leisure and sporting activities, including those activities in the school system. E. to ensure that persons with disabilities have access to services from those involved in the organisation of recreational, tourism, leisure and sporting activities.